All right, we go out to the hotline. They're doing great things. Pitt Baseball right now. We welcome in Mike Bell, the manager of Pitt Baseball's program. Mike, good morning to you. How's everything?
Doing great, Colin. Doing great. Appreciate you having us on.
Absolutely. Mike, now I look up and down at what you guys are doing. 18-10, 12-9 in the league. And look at what you just did with Miami. And as a guy who's a gigantic fan of college baseball, I think at times like, I don't know, when Braun and when Cora and Danny Graves and Bobby Hill and those guys were at Miami, there were times Pitt couldn't take a game from Miami, and you just swept Miami. Is that a benchmark for teams, especially in the North, in college baseball, to get a series win and a sweep against Miami? And what does that do for you?
It does a lot for our program. It does a lot for our players. I think it shows them that what the work ethic, the dedication, the focus of what they've put in here, that they can play with anybody. And like you said it, when you think of the University of Miami, you think of college baseball, it's one of those benchmark programs. The history there from Ron Frazier back in the day to the likes, as they said, with Braun and Danny Graves. And you brought out some great names there. They've had some great players come to their program and great teams.
Yeah, Charles Johnson, I think, was 7'6" in catcher's equipment when he played there on that one team.
Port St. Lucie, Florida, yeah. I actually played against him like in Babe Ruth ball back in the day, yeah.
Mike Bell joining us, Pitt's baseball coach, here on the Fan Morning Show. Tell me when you walked in, right, when maybe you were interviewed, and this was before the pandemic, obviously you've been here a couple years, and you walked in and you saw Pitt, and you had in your past baseball life, you'd been at Florida State for 6-7 years, you'd been at Oklahoma before, you'd been in Knoxville, and you'd seen programs that were south of here, you'd seen big time programs. When you looked at Pitt in people have to be skeptical a couple years ago, why did Mike Bell say, I can win there?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. One, what this league does, it provides opportunity. And when you look, for years you have the traditions of the Miamis, the Florida States, the Clemsons, Virginia started making their run every year. And when I say run, competing for championships, whether it's conference championships, regional championships, the opportunity to go to Omaha. What you've seen this league turn into from top to bottom is if you can survive the grind, it can prepare your team. You've seen the likes of Wake Forest, Duke, Virginia Tech, these others go into postseason. They're a game or two away from competing in Omaha. Once you get that invite to the dance, as they call it, or that opportunity to punch your way through to postseason, it's anybody's ball game. And that's the beautiful thing about the game of baseball. Anybody can beat anybody any given day. It's just over the long haul, can you provide yourself that opportunity? And one of the things that I looked at as an assistant coach and as a player through this league, how it's evolved, was the opportunity it provided. Teams from the North have had success. You've seen Oregon State win national championships. You've seen Michigan compete for a national championship. North-South, to me, does not hinder you because of facilities. It only hinders you if you allow it to. And that, to me, goes back to a mental toughness as well.
When you walk into a living room now, as opposed to maybe when you did a year ago or 2 years ago, right when you took the job, does it carry a different cachet that you walk in and you say you're Pitt baseball?
I think it will, because before, what you were selling were words. You were selling a vision. You were selling blueprints. You were selling pictures. Now, when you walk in there, they can say, yeah, I saw you guys sweep Florida State at home down in Tallahassee, or I saw you sweep Miami, or I saw what this guy did. So the words are being backed up by the action. So I think that carries a lot of weight with it.
Mike Bell, Pitt baseball coach, joining us here, Fan Morning Show. They got a big series against North Carolina this weekend. You could check them out Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Tell me about what you've had to juggle with, and all amateur baseball does, and minor league baseball is kind of a bit of a mess now with the pandemic, but what you've had to juggle as a college baseball coach because of eligibility and because kids coming back and because kids that are committed, you already had a big juggling act a lot of times at big programs because kids might get drafted out of high school and then you might have to sort of over-recruit a little bit. How tough is it right now to juggle numbers?
If there's any coach in athletics that could handle it, I think it's baseball coaches. And the reason being, we handle the draft year in and year out. So basically understanding what your depth chart is going to look like, what your future teams are going to look like. We've had to deal with it for years. It's funny talking to some of the football coaches here or other coaches. They look at us like we're crazy. You know, our teams are never really set, or rosters are never really set until a week or two before school starts, because of the Major League Draft, because of, you know, the transfer portal, those type of things. So it's just something else that we had to deal with COVID and the years of eligibility back. It provided the opportunity for every team to have deeper rosters. And when I say deeper, more experience, older teams. And I think that's why this year's college group the game of college baseball, it's deeper around the country than it's ever been.
Tell me about the commitment that you have from the administration, because I know that intrigues a lot of different people. And people say Olympic sports, or, well, just non-football and basketball is pretty much what it is. Did that entice you or help you come to Pitt, and how much has it helped you now that there's a commitment from a facility standpoint, from a travel standpoint, from an infrastructure standpoint, that baseball isn't just an afterthought?
This goes back to your previous question. I wouldn't be here if the administration wasn't here. The meetings that I had with them, the vision that they had, not just as baseball, but as an athletic department, the commitment to follow through, what they provide, what Heather Like, her executive staff, what they provide each and every day, is why this is going in the direction it's going. Because they are here to compete for championships, and they want to do it in a first-class manner. Yeah, it's about the student athlete, and we're going to do things the right way, on the field, off the field, and help them graduate and prepare them for things after baseball, you know, more importantly, life. And that's what college athletics is about. But without the support that they provide us as coaches, this would not be possible. No way.
All right, last thing for you before we let you go. Mike Bell joining us here, Pitt baseball coach. We will do the show from there, so you need to give me a timeline. When are we doing the show in Omaha? Is it this year? Is it next year? Is it the year after? If you make it, we're doing the show there. So when are you going? Are we going this year?
I wish I had that answer. I have a 14-year-old, a 13-year-old, a 15-year-old at home, and they do really enjoy those trips. And they keep looking at me, asking me the same question, like, hey, we usually go to Omaha this time of year. Like, what's going on? You know, so you'll be one of the first ones to get the call. And I look forward to that, to one day being able to do that with you.
Perfect. We're there. We're a time difference and everything. We'll broadcast from there. Mike, we appreciate it. Good luck against Carolina this weekend. Good luck as you push through the ACC schedule and hopefully into those qualifiers. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Colin. You have a great day.
Absolutely. You too. They're doing great things, honestly. You think about the restrictions. You know, you can't get out. The sun shines in Pittsburgh, 11 days a year, right? You can't get out on the field. You have a league in which you are pretty much the most northern school in the league, baseball playing wise. You're going against Miami. You're going against Virginia. You're going against Wake. You're going against Carolina. You're going against NC State. You're going against all those schools that, even if it's just a week or so, they're out on the field before you are, and the restrictions and the things that Mike Bell is doing at Pitt, it is absolutely positively, for me, phenomenal, the strides that they're making. To beat Miami, not just beat them, but to sweep Miami in a three-game series, I think Miami's number 14 or 15 in the country last weekend when they beat them, that just, it says a ton. And I mean it, I'm not kidding. Like, when I was little and even coming up, even just a few short years ago, Pitt couldn't beat Miami in a single game, let alone beat them in a three-game series. Pitt would struggle to not just get annihilated by Miami in a single game. So good on Mike Bell. Big fan here of college baseball and big fan of Pitt doing good things.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.